You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. For some athletes, it's not unheard of to lose 15 or 20 pounds in a day or two. It's called cutting weight, and it plays a huge role in certain sports.
Okay, first at the scales, from San Francisco, California. Top rated in the junior welterweight division here is Kareem Mayfield. 139.6.
If you're a professional boxer, there is big money at stake if you show up for a fight 1 or 2 pounds heavier than your contract requires. And even in high school or college sports, there's a lot of pressure. Andrew Stelzer visited a local gym to see how cutting weight is done and at what cost.
Boxers, wrestlers, Muay Thai, and mixed martial arts fighters do it, and so do weightlifters. They lose as much weight as they can and then quickly gain it all back at the last minute, supposedly to get a competitive advantage. At the El Nino Training Center in San Francisco, Josh Berkovich regularly loses about 25 pounds before a mixed martial arts fight. He usually gets about 7 weeks' notice and says the first 6 weeks are easy. Less carbs in your diet, exercise a lot, basic fat-burning stuff.
You're losing about a pound and a half to 2 pounds a week, right? So that should get you in range then for the final week to be 13 to 15 pounds over.
That's when things get serious.
And so the last week is then where the cut begins. You don't want to lose muscle mass. You don't want to lose strength, especially for an athletic performance. So the idea is, how can I become as lean as possible going into the week of the fight?
From then on in, it's all about cutting water weight. Remember, more than 50% of our body weight is water, so we should have some to spare, mostly through sweating. Here's how former Muay Thai fighter Albert Salopek did his largest weight cut.
You cover your skin with what's called Abilene, which is a makeup remover, and it opens your pores. Got on the treadmill and ran like 3 or 4 miles, and with your pores open, your sweat just comes off like a river.
Sweating out the water is one part. Then there's the flush. Daniel Kim, who also does Muay Thai, starts the flush phase by drinking as much water as possible the first few days of that week.
You drink all that water all through the day, and that gets you to start peeing a lot, right?
Then he drastically slows down his water intake about 3 days out.
And then 24 hours away from the weigh-in, then you stop drinking water. And then you're still peeing. And then you don't get to drink more water, but your body's so used to peeing at these hours, it pees out all this water, and then you start getting lighter and lighter and lighter. That's your body getting dehydrated. And then your urine gets yellower and darker.
Dark yellow urine is not good. People also experience muscle cramps, an irregular heartbeat, even paranoia. And even with no new water entering the body, the kidneys are still working overtime to get it out.
So we tell the kidneys flush, 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 and so they get going on that, and then we don't replace the water, so the kidneys keep flushing, and eventually there's no more water coming in, so we run a water deficit.
Krista Scott Dixon is a nutrition coach at a Canadian company called Precision Nutrition. She used to compete in hand-to-hand combat competitions called grappling. She'd cut 20 to 30 pounds before her matches.
There's an increased risk of brain trauma from weight cutting, and in a sport where you get hit in the head, that's a really big problem. There's fluid around your brain, and it has a job to do. So when we deplete that, that's going to be an issue too.
About 10 years ago, in her early 30s, Dixon went too far with her weight cuts and put herself into early menopause. Estrogen is stored in fat tissue, and she had so little fat in her body, she stopped producing that key hormone. That's only one of many risks. Rapid weight fluctuation can put stress on the heart, and repeating the practice can lead to eating disorders. Cutting weight is especially dangerous for adolescents, whose bodies need fuel not only to survive, but to grow. Greco-Roman wrestler Dante Burney started cutting weight when he was 13.
I've done 20 pounds within 3 days. I've done 30 pounds within maybe a matter of 3 to 4 weeks.
As a 150-pound high schooler in Indiana, Bernie's coach asked him to cut 25 pounds to fight a 125-pound opponent. He did that. Then the goalpost moved. His opponent had dropped down to the 119-pound class, so Bernie had to, too.
Talking to my coach, and I was like, man, I'm like, I don't know if I could do it. He goes, maybe you're scared. And I remember after that, you know, that kind of like lit some fire under me. And all night long, I was running until I made the 119 weight class.
In the pros, the pressure is financial. In high school and college, it's about scholarships, pride, and accolades.
We had our match. The match started off great. I was up. And then second period began. He blasted me with a double leg. And after that, I remember just being in the hospital.
Bernie blacked out. Likely due to extreme dehydration, his kidneys had almost failed. He could have died. Doctors barred him from fighting under 140 pounds for the rest of the year. But Bernie wasn't scared away. As an adult, he took ephedrine, a fat-burning stimulant, to help him lose weight for another match, and ended up in the hospital again with a dangerous heart condition.
And at that point, I started to realize that it was pretty serious.
The point of cutting weight is to gain a competitive advantage.
My name is Kareem, hard hitter Mayfield, NABO champion, San Francisco native.
Mayfield, who's a junior welterweight, cuts about 20 pounds so he can box in a lower weight class. But then after qualifying at the weigh-in, Mayfield spends the next 24 hours trying to gain all of that weight back by eating and drinking as much as he can. When he steps in the ring, he actually wants to be 20 pounds heavier than his opponent.
Wait a minute. It said he was 150 yesterday at the weigh-ins, and now he's 165. Like, how? People don't understand that.
This is totally legal in most cases, but the premise is faulty, since usually both fighters are cutting weight and then gaining it back before the fight. No one really gets an advantage, and everybody knows it, but they do it anyway. In the past few years, at least three MMA fighters died during weight cuts. In one case, the fighter was taking a diuretic, a medicine which makes the body expel water and salt through frequent urination. Other fighters take laxatives, hoping to lose a few pounds of poop before they step on the scales. Dave Zirin is host of the podcast The Edge of Sports. He says the mass media spotlight has begun to rein in the dangers of win-at-all-costs machismo sports culture.
It takes tragedy to provoke consciousness, unfortunately. Like, for example, with the issue of head injuries in football, you know, we have had decades of evidence, and yet it will take high-profile incidents, almost certainly of death, to be able to raise the awareness to the point where it's regulated in a way to the benefit of young athletes.
Sports organizations are slowly addressing what's become an epidemic. The NCAA, the governing body for college sports, has instituted rules to discourage rapid weight loss and gain in the days before a match. The UFC, the largest mixed martial arts promoter in the world, recently created a rule that fighters must be within 8% of their target weight 4 days before the fight. For The Pulse, weighing in at 197 pounds, I'm Andrew Stelzer.